This is Kevin Roderick with LA Observed for KCRW. I got my first up-close taste of the Manny Ramirez show during spring training in Arizona. It was a beautiful March day, and after months of playing hard to get over his contract, Manny and the Dodgers had settled. His arrival at the Dodgers training complex outside Phoenix was like Christmas for the fans, his teammates and the media who gathered to witness the slugger's triumphal return to Dodger Blue.
I'm back! And I'm happy to be back. We got some unfinished business. You know, I'm here to play. That's what I do, play the game hard.
Manny might be the most electric personality the Dodgers have had since, well, maybe forever. He was a gamble, though, coming from Boston with big-time baggage. But after he was traded to L.A. last year, he went on the hottest tear of his career and led the Dodgers into the playoffs. Kids, mothers, and old men took to wearing joke dreadlocks. In a game populated by two serious millionaires, Manny was a popular mix of hard work and giggles. All of this is why his being exposed this week as another baseball drug cheat has clobbered his fans and exploded into a big story all over the sports world. In L.A., the reaction is playing like a major civic hurt, raw, like a love affair that ends in betrayal. He tested positive for a female hormone drug that's used by athletes mainly to recover from the bodily ravages of steroid use. Manny apologized, but he did it by press release rather than by showing up in person to explain himself as he did that day in March in Arizona. Now, Dodger fans aren't exactly long-suffering. Sure, it's been two decades since they visited the World Series, but they did get to enjoy some playoff baseball last season. Above-average mediocrity is the usual condition here, with occasional flashes of something truly interesting. A month into this new season, the Dodgers look to have something magical going on. The young hitters like Andre Ethier and Matt Kemp for the first time began to look special. The pitchers were gelling. The team is in first place, and Manny's presence made everyone come to the ballpark or tune in Ben Scully on TV with anticipation of a fun time. But now, the character questions that dog Manny in Boston are in our faces. Is he the rotten egg that some of his Red Sox teammates said he was? Did L.A. get suckered into loving Manny? And perhaps more sadly, is the love affair and the magical season over? Officially, he can return July 3rd. The Dodgers are on the hook for the rest of his $25 million contract and another $20 million if Manny chooses to stay next year. I expect some desperate spinning by the Dodgers' image machine over the next 50 days. Unless Manny builds a children's hospital or ends the recession, I'm not sure he can do enough to stop the boos from raining down when he shows his face again. For KCRW, this has been Kevin Roderick with LA Observed.